Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 7:30, 2021. And I just turned, the Lord had me turn here, and I just kind of popped right out. Chapter 11 of Daniel. And listen to this. Verse 19. Then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found. And then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. But within a few days he shall be destroyed, neither in an anger nor in battle. In other words, he might have to get Kamala might get in there. And his estate shall stand up a vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries and with the arms of a flood. The arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him and shall be broken, yea, and also the prince of the covenant. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. Yeah, after work deceitfully. Like when you get 1.45 billion from Red China, okay, that could be a work of deceitfulness. He shall enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and riches. Yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds even for a time. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him. That's like work black magic and witchcraft and trickery. Yea, they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. And then shall he return into his land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant, and he shall do exploits and return to his own land at the time appointed. He shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter. For the ships of Chittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return, have indignation against the holy covenant. And so shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant. I tell you, I found it quickly, just by accident, right now before I went on. And that is so poignant. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for directing me to that, because that is what's going on. We're in the process of all kind of, you know, like I used to say, the old Casey Jones is drinking moonshine and smoking crack and taking methamphetamine, and he is on every single train, and they're all headed to Function Junction. And they're all headed, and he's got somebody pouring more steam on. Put more coal in the hopper, baby. Put more coal or wood in the hopper. Run that steam, run her downhill as fast as you'll go. And I tell you what, even the old steam engine used to go, when they come down the mountain, they could go 100 to 120 miles an hour. The good ones could. They had straight track. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the point here now, and it's certain things, you just read little snippets, and then you put them together quick. There's a poll, I believe George Washington University or something did the poll. It says 47% of Republicans in the United States, in America, have said that it will soon be time to have to take the law in their own hands to preserve this country and the right to vote, the right to, you know, to free speech, the right to carry and bear arms, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, in other words. And when we look at that, that's a pretty strong number. And yet that should be correct from what I'm seeing. But on the other hand, the other side, Luciferian communist scumbags and their dolts, minions, and pawns, okay, particularly all of those like Milley and Gilday and Austin and all those people, all the woke people, you know. Well, I tell you what. Oh, and who's this new guy? Ford Benning. Donahoe. Donahoe is a hoe. Donahoe is a hoe. Donahoe is a hoe. Donahoe is a hoe. That's all I got to say. And I'll tell you what, you probably should never meet that middle-aged Marine, former lieutenant or captain, who's trying to go back to school to make himself into something else, you know, to get a new job or whatever. Get another degree, you better not meet him hand to hand, because he just might hand you your pink jockstrap and snap it right back on your nose, you son of a buck, you. Donahoe is a hoe. Milley is a woke piece of crap. Milley is a woke piece of crap. Gilday, oh, Gilday, he wants to have just wonderful. Now, Gilday, you're in charge of the naval operations, right? Now, I got a question for you, Admiral. Incidentally, people, you know there are 906 admirals and generals. 906 of them. And where all we really need is a few diamond sergeants, master chiefs, you know, loadmaster sergeants, and a few people like that. And a couple of good boat drivers and a couple of good unit commanders. Throw some armor and special forces in there and a few rangers, a few paratroopers, you know. Some SEALs and some recon Marines. And let them run the show instead of 906 fat butt despots, tyrants, corporate leaders who now, it seems, since Obama purged the entire officer corps, when the lizard Obama purged the officer corps, he got rid of hundreds and hundreds, I think over 250 or 270 different officers from the U.S. military. He also did more than that. He went on down into company level and platoon level and got rid of non-coms. If you were not able to say a lot of hash marks, gunnery sergeant, or a lot of hash marks, special forces sergeant, if you were not able to say that you welcomed the gay soldiers and the LGBTQ XYZ 54739s into your area, and that you just loved having them be your officers and tell you what to do, if you could not say that with just wonderful affirmation and bow down and take the knee to it, then they cashiered you. Well, let me tell you what. If you're sitting in there, if you don't think you're going to get the next fitness rep is going to be good, and you got enough years in that sucker to get something, then get the heck on out. Get on out, go into private security, or start your own company. Get your own construction company, your own bulldozer or whatever, your own front end loader, your own Bobcats, whatever it is. Do something like that. And then build yourself your own shooting range and train people four silver quarters, silver dimes, and silver dollars of how to shoot like you know how to shoot. You become and get out and be the force multipliers for the people rather than somebody that's going to run these robot dogs. And any of the police out there going to run robot dogs, somebody's going to figure out how to hack that robot dog and turn him back on your butt, okay? And you get that robot dog, well, we're going to have to see. Somebody at some point in time, I'm not saying that anybody should do this, but there will be in a movie, this is what would happen. You know, in a movie or a book, this is what would happen. You know, somebody, oh, like in the book where Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, where they kind of snuck into the headquarters of the Hillary Clinton military or whatever it was in that book, you know, the big Washington, D.C., people who were out there in the Idaho trying to get their local people there and corral them. And they snuck in, didn't they? Well, if you can sneak in and you got somebody from that forgotten war, you know, somebody like of the 2-1-196th who killed a bushel load of them waiting for the mechanized to come in and bust through the jungle to give them a little bit of relief and some water, ammo, and food. If you got somebody like that who killed a bushel load of the gorillas and the enemy, then I'm going to tell you what, somebody's going to be able to sneak in, and when these robot dogs come, maybe get one of them, I still call the old stuff the old bazooka, or the bazooka would probably work, you know, unless they got something else. But I mean the real neat little stingers and all that kind of stuff. Somebody will get something like that, or somebody will get a doggone tank started somewhere, you know, and they'll run over the dadgum robot dog and the stupid cop who's going to grind the people with the robot dog and handle them. Now, I like good peace officers, and I like good sheriffs and deputy sheriffs, because they're of the constitutional bent in most cases, and they're the ones that I still see here and there saying, I'm not going to enforce that law. In our county, we're going to do things a little different. At the same time, I've known some good city cops. They're a little different. They're a little tougher, and I've known Chicago cops and all of that. I've known crooked cops. I've known cops that weren't crooked. I've known the Barney Fifes. I've known a lot of different ones. But I'm going to tell you, if you're going to grind the people, if you're going to keep grinding the people rather than be a peace officer and keep the peace, then it's not going to be good, because you're going to go for the extra overtime and all the crap. And you probably already have given your list of names of your family members and everybody, because I know this was done years ago back in Illinois, where you gave all of them, and they were going to be safely taken to the secret hiding place, like the secret National Guard Armory, or the secret adjacent to the, oh, perhaps to the prison area, you know? And they would be protected so you could go do your job. Remember Greg Evison talking about how they had already, in Illinois, they'd already given the troopers a lot of the sealed envelopes with the red strip or whatever, and then they would be have the computer disk to plug in when the time came. And he talked about all the different state troopers all over the country and how they were getting prepared for a lot of this. I've also talked to you about how the Russians, okay, already had people riding with Cincinnati, certain groups in Cincinnati in that county, Hamilton County and other counties, and that they were ride-alongs, you know, hands across the water. I remember back in the early 90s or late 80s that in Los Angeles there and certain parts of California, there were Russian hands across the water, you know, buddies who were helping out. I also know that down in Houston, remember when all the red Chinese police came into Houston, you see? Well, that was kind of interesting because then later on, the red Chinese spies out of the consulate in Houston started blowing up, allegedly blowing up chemical plants and what they call them, recycling centers and burning this and burning that. But with this 47% poll of Republicans who say that it will soon be time to take the law into their own hands to bring back and to preserve America, then I wonder why there's such a big push for the robotic dogs, you see, and the AP broadcasting it. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's also the fact that the Senate, you know, the A-10 warthog is, you know, ugly, slow, all that, but it can kill tanks and can go against enemy positions like a gangbusters if you got a tough pilot in there flying low and flying fast and low as fast as he can go and taking it all out. Well, you know what the Senate wants the A-10 warthogs for, don't you? To go against the Patriots to take you out. I remember years and years ago when some A-10s, I saw a couple A-10s flying, and I was on a lake. I was on Table Rock Lake, or no, it was Lake of the Ozarks at the time. And I was on a boat. And all of a sudden I saw A-10 off this, and all of a sudden the A-10 came in for a pass. And it was using our boat as the target. I've also had that experience as I was, going through, like Paducah, and you go to the land between the lakes and you're real close to the Kaintuck line, you know, and that old Fort Campbell where they got some of them helicopters there. The task force 160. Now it's 160 SOAR, special operations air regiment. And I can remember I had a conversion van that I used to travel in when I was on the road as a manufactured rep in those days, years ago. And I was going down through there, and I was cutting through, you know, like from Paducah, Land of the Lakes. And I was going down through there, and I was going to go down to Louisville, you know, and all of that. And I see these big black helicopters vectoring in on me from behind, and I could see them in the rearview mirror. They were coming fast, and they were pointed down and directly right at me, coming in like three-quarter sideways, ready to zap me. And so I got on the phone, and I called the United States Capitol, okay? And I asked for the representative from that district, okay, of Kentucky. And I told him, I said, you know, do you really want these helicopters as you come through going near Fort Campbell to vector in on a conversion van of a citizen just to play games with it? I said, if you want to do that, then you got to understand that at some point in time, people are not going to like that. So you know what? I hung up the phone, and about 2 minutes later, the helicopters broke off and took off to the sides. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be just like Greg Evenson talked about, yard farming. They're going to want to come and yard farm you. Already in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge, where they figure that a lot of people will fight against them, they're starting to weed out the food in the grocery stores, starting to make it scarcer. That's happening a few places, but not everywhere. And I'm not proud because I'm not seeing that here. But at the same time, in the Kansas City metro, this is like the center of the United States on transportation for food. It's also one of the major FEMA capital cities of a FEMA headquarters, you know, of one of the districts, you know, one of the FEMA districts. Well, anyway, there also is a large amount of deep underground storage. It's the largest underground storage in the world in the limestone caves in and around Kansas City. railroads go down through there. They got roads. They got post offices. They got warehouses. You got all kind of stuff. Semi trucks go in one after the other. And you don't know how fast or far it goes, but when Eisenhower was president, back then they had 2 years of food for everybody in the United States stored right here, all right, in these caves. So I don't know. It seems like we got some stuff going on, but I was going to get back to Admiral Gilday. Admiral Gilday, you know? Admiral Gilday. Let me just get something teed up here real quick. So if the A-10s, the Senate wants to force you to keep them, it's because they're going to use them against you. You know what I mean? They're going to use them against you. So let's see here. Here's what I want right here. Okay, let's see what we got here. Where's my guy? There it is. Okay. Now, apparently, on North Island Naval Air Station, there's two carriers out there in San Diego that are sitting right there at the North Island, the Abraham Lincoln and the Carl Vinson. And this is something that they already know. This is not like secret information sitting there. And they're both sitting there in the port with a full contingent of aircraft on their decks. And it's the same amount of aircraft they would have if they were underway, you know. In other words, the whole air wing, if they were underway on a West Pacific foray or battle, you know, array, so to speak. And they've been there for about a week, apparently. So normally they don't have any aircraft on board, or maybe a couple that couldn't fly off that they're working on or something. But here's the deal. So why are the two carriers sitting there? Are they getting ready to go to sea real quick to, in case the Red Chinese go for Taiwan? Okay. Well, let me tell you something, Admiral Gilday. You need to change the way you're fighting. You just got it all handed to you. The whole U.S. military got it handed to them in a little drill, didn't you? And you guys did not win against the Chinese and the Russians. Because you don't know how to fight. You're fighting the last war, or two wars ago, or three wars ago. So if you got two carriers, even Roosevelt was smart enough at Pearl Harbor, even though they had got the purple code, they knew that Tora, Tora, Tora was coming. They had to rebuild the Navy. Roosevelt got the battleships, left them in, and the cruisers, destroyers, but he put the carriers out to sea. And then they rebuilt lickety-split some other stuff, right? And the Japs got to bomb all that. The Japanese were able to bomb it, and they knew where it was at and the whole bit, and they were all sitting like sitting ducks. So let me ask you something, Admiral Gilday, Pinky Jock Gilday, what are you going to do when hypersonic missiles come and take out two carriers with the full contingent of the aircraft sitting on the decks while you're waiting at to pace or to surge forward or to snap into action or go put the go pedal down? Even if you went at full speed ahead, and incidentally, they always say carriers, the big nuclear aircraft carriers, the top speed is, you know, about 33 knots, you know. Oh, boy, that's great. They've been saying that for years. Well, if somebody's trying to chase one in a smaller vessel and they're racing for fun, the crews are racing for fun from a certain West Pacific destination back to Hawaii, and they get left in the dust, well, they may be going 30 knots or 28 knots. The carriers are doing 100 knots. Or whatever. Whatever the real speed is. It may be more than that. But even if you're going that, Gilday, by the time the Red Chinese go through the British like goose grease, okay, and take Taiwan, by the time you get ready to get your contingent of personnel on the carriers, and get the ice cream bars topped off, Gilda, and extra pink jock straps and stuff for your boys. Well, let me tell you something. The hypersonic missiles have already come in to the North Island Naval Air Station, and the Aegis don't handle them, and you got no other missile arrays there to defend against them. And the hypersonic missiles from either China or Russia come in and take out the Lincoln and the Vincent and the entire contingent of aircraft. You ought to get them underway. You ought to get a year's supply of stuff in there and all the people in and locked and loaded and all the extra ammunition and put the nuky dukes on board and the whole thing. And you ought to have them out maneuvering and getting ready and heading that direction. Okay? Right now, rather than waiting. Or, Admiral Gilday, are you doing what they did in Pearl Harbor? You got them sitting ducks, ready for the hypersonic missiles, which then you say, oh boy, oh well, we can't, oh well, the Chinese then took the West Coast, ho ho ho, and then the oh man, and then the Russians came into Alaska, and then uh-oh. You see what I'm saying there? Get the things out of the port. Get them out of the barn. Get your men on them and get ready to fight. Get ready to fight. And if you're at home, who knows who's coming for us? Is it the Chinese, the UN, the Bimadukas, the Hookadookabookas, or their proxies? Are we going to get popped with the EMP and just knock out the power grids? Then everybody's going to come. Everybody who doesn't have water, food, or whatever, and you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to defend your home, and let's hope. Let's hope you got a band of the hand. You got five good ones sitting right there, and your family or a couple maybe good neighbors sitting right there. Maybe a Boy Scout or two, you know what I'm saying? Of the real old school Boy Scouts, not this new Fandango junk that they do. But if you've got five good people and everybody's got firearms, let's say you've got a typical outfit. Let's say you're somebody and you wanted to rig yourself up with some, gear, load-bearing gear, go to the Army-Navy store, go to the surplus store, get the old-school stuff, get the old pistol, web pistol belt, all right? And if you're fat, you can get the adjustment thing. If your belly got a little bigger, you can get the adjustment deal, all right? That adds on, the click thing that adds on 4 or 5 inches, you know what I'm saying, to the belt. Get a butt pack, get ammunition carriers, magazine pouches, an entrenchment tool that folds. Put multiple canteens on the rig. You can put one on the butt pack. Put one on the, one or two on the belt itself. Then you've got to have, a drop leg. Put a drop leg down for your pistol, all right, or your revolver, but, pistol or whatever. And then you got to have a second pistol up where you can cross draw, okay? And you've got to have MREs and pouch meals, and you need a poncho and a poncho liner and 6 pair of socks and all the goodies and stuff in there, Compass, gas mask, all that stuff, because you're going to need also a small or medium Alice pack, They've got small ones that are Alice-like, that weren't the original Alice, but that are built like that are real good. Or you can get a medium or the full-blown Alice. All right? Fill it up. And you can get the pistol belt, the butt pack, and a few other items here, some pouches. Probably get them for between $30 and $60, okay? Get the suspenders, too. The old-fashioned suspenders keep you up. And then I'll tell you what. If you got one of those and you had a long arm, either a rifle or a shotgun, okay? Even if the rifle's only a .22 long rifle or a you know, or whatever. Or you got a 12-gauge pump or whatever it might be. I don't care. If you had five of those and you had five of those setups with the pouches and the stuff ready to go, then you could put your wife or your son or your daughter in the mix with them, and then you could get the neighbor next door if you got a good one, or down the street, and you put them all together, and you got a band of the hand. Because I'm saying band of the hand can then stand watches, a band of the hand, that's five. Five is funnier. Can maneuver, shoot, communicate, okay. Can climb trees. Can get into storage areas where nobody knows where stuff's at. Can go around the edge, you know what I'm saying? And outflank somebody. Can dig a spider hole and pop up. Who can forage, who can scout. And if you got a night vision or two and a few Motorola little walkie-talkie radios or whatever you got that you don't use very much, then you can obtain other things. Oh, you better have a K-bar knife strapped on so you can pull it quick. I like to also have a machete in the back that you can pull it up. Some people like to have the old, you don't want the little, oh no, you don't want a sawed-off shotgun. Don't want that, okay? But I used to know a guy used to carry one, I'm not going to say his name. He used to have one on his back as well as his M16. And he had that old double-barrel 12-gauge, you know. And that got him out of a few jams that he used to tell me about. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? This stuff seems to be progressing down a road. And Biden talked about surge teams for every governor with regard to the COVID and all the stuff. And if it ain't Delta variant, it's going to be Zeta variant or Z variant or whatever. Oh, Apocalypse Z, the zombie apocalypse. It could be the Zeta or the Z variant, couldn't it? But you see, I talked to you last night. And if you haven't seen that, go to, Kingston. Let's see what her name was. Karen Kingston, wasn't it? Where she talked about, I can't find my notes. Anyway, here it is right here. She talked about the pegylated lipids and how you would not find, you see, graphene oxide on the list in the vaccine patents and official documents. But you would find them, all right, you would find them under the chemical names, or you would find them being described as pegylated, P-E-G-Y-L-A-T-A-D, pegylated lipid. So in terms of that, ladies and gentlemen, you've got this thing that then goes throughout your body and is sitting right there. What's her name? Was Karen Kingston, I think, wasn't it? Yes, Karen Kingston, former Pfizer employee, and now she is an analyst of all of the pharmaceutical industry and all of it, and she knows how to read it and all the legal stuff they do. And she said that this pegylated lipid or graphene oxide is part of and allegedly might be the Bill Gates quoted trade secret, okay? And she said that becomes a complex within the body that goes all throughout your body once you get the spike protein jab. And then that then goes to all the organs and to the brain and the heart and the lungs and in the, you know, your reproductive glands and all the different stuff throughout your neurological system and your all the different organs and glands and what have you. And it sits in there, and that she says it provides a field or a like a container so that bioelectric currents can go through them, and it's designed to interface you with the internet or an AI. So it's going to allow the AI through the net or something to interface with you and your body. But then if they zap it with the 5G, with a certain frequency of 5G, that it could then turn on this poison, this graphene oxide, turn it on, and it will start to go through your tissues and annihilate them. So it's like a kill shot. So now they want to give that to all of our sailors, all of our Marines, all of our Army troopers, all of our airmen and airwomen, all of the Space Force. I don't think so, because I guarantee you that the Red Chinese have not been using their viruses and their transmitters on their troops. They're training their troops, and then they're enhancing them with all of the enhancements that you find just right out of the Bourne Legacy movie. The Bourne Legacy movie. If you have not seen it, you need to watch it. Two movies you need to watch just right off the bat. Bourne Legacy, Snowden. Bourne Legacy and Snowden. And then also, any kind of thing that fires you up to resist and to stand in the gap against evil on behalf of Lord Jesus. I'll tell you a good movie for that. You get the movie Zulu. Zulu. Where they stood at Rorke's Drift in the little bitty station. And they had the Welsh riflemen and some British officers, an engineering officer, and a parade officer. And they fought Zulu. The whole Zulu army came at them. And they stood against them and persisted and won the day. And the Zulus saluted them as they all took off after their final charge. It's marvelous. It's big. The Zulus were tremendous warriors. And they fought, and these Welsh riflemen and the British, and there were some goofy guys they had in the unit that were malingerers, allegedly, and they were some of the toughest people when it come to fighting. And a few Dutchmen, and a few this and that, and the others, Afrikaners thrown in. And they all fought against thousands of the Zulu with just, what, 100 or 150 people or whatever it was. Ah, there's so much to learn and so much to do in all of these things. I don't know what to tell you. I tried to talk to you last night about what's actually in the plans and the domestic. If you can find the document, I don't know if you can find it. It probably isn't available. Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. Maybe if you're in the military, you can find it. And you remember old Jade, what was it, Jade Helm and all that bit, right? When we had all of that in Texas and all over the place. And they infiltrated you because why? Remember the guy was down in there in the courtroom. In the old judges' chambers, remember? When the public was up there giving them trouble and asking them questions. And I forget the name of the town. It was outside of Austin over there in the middle. And old Judge Papp's courtroom. And they asked the guy, and he said, Well, we know what kind of shirts people in North Carolina wear. We just want to know what kind of shirts people in Texas wear. And all of the stuff they did in that. All of the regional exercises, all the planning, all the stuff. And now they've got the deal. They talk about using the electromagnetic, the sonic weapons and all of that in this document. And here's what they talk about. Attention, attention. Soldiers are present in this area. They're preparing to advance. Order must and will be maintained. Disperse peaceably and leave this area to avoid possible injury. Leave at once. Disperse now and avoid possible injury. Disperse now and avoid possible injury. Repeat until soldiers are committed. Then when soldiers are advancing now, they will not stop until this crowd is dispersed and order is restored. To avoid injuries, leave the area at once. Return to your homes as peaceful citizens. Soldiers have the orders, and they will not stop until the crowd is dispersed. And then you see, they also then will say, unlawful gathering. Attention, attention. This area must be cleared at once. Further unlawful behavior will not be tolerated. Unless you're BLM and Antifa, then you can take over the thing for days, and then they let you out of jail. And then Joe Biden and Kamala, Commissar Kamala, put your bail. But what they're going to do is they're going to use the sonic weapons on you, all right? Going to use the sonic weapons on you. And they've got it all laid out. Oh, I don't know, there's at least 40, 50 pages here of this document. Of what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. So this is no joke, you see. But I think that the Lincoln and the Benson ought to just get going and get ready and go on ahead over there. And I'll tell you what, if the Red Chinese start to come out to play, then I'm going to tell you what, the guy who throws the knockout punch first wins, okay? And then we got the Henan province. I told you that's a tit for tat. Somebody in the U.S. or the mighty men of valor who are their own entity, all right, have hit back and done to the Chinese what they did to us in the Midwest when they took out and flooded all of the croplands and all of the hog farms and the chicken farms and the cattle ranches and killed thousands and hundreds of thousands of livestock. And then they came in and bought Smithfield Farms and all that, all those brands, 10 or 12 brands that pork and that kind of thing that they control through that. They bought it outright, and then they had control of a lot of the pork in the planet, you see, because ours was all, a lot of them was killed and destroyed. Well, now somebody has hit tit for tat back on that. And did you see the German chemical plant? This is going on around the world. The old big chemical plant was blown and exploded and caught on fire. Unknown reasons. Now they'll have a fake one. But then you saw what happened yesterday? Oh, a Russian chemical plant blew up. Now, did Angela Merkel send GSG-9? Did she send them over there? Or did they just request SAS or Delta or SEAL 6 or somebody or the paramilitaries out of North Carolina, okay, to go and do the duty over there? Or did maybe they just sent James Bond, you know? And the CDC allegedly is faking the COVID testing protocol. They're also not telling you about how what they're doing. They're throwing out all this stuff because the number of people taking the vaccine, the alleged vaccine, all of the deaths heart attacks, strokes, all the illness and destruction and the having to amputate the legs of the medical worker in Minnesota who took it, or all of these different things. And then the VAERS, where they have the vaccine, the problems that occur from taking the vaccine, they supposedly are transparent and published that. Well, all that stuff disappeared here now. And they're not putting it up there. And if it does go up, then it's like data from a long time ago. It doesn't include all of the new stuff. They're going to force the state employees, like in North Carolina and all over, they're going to do the federal employees, going to mandate the vaccines or mandatory testing. When they do the mandatory testing, they're going to have some LGBTQ54789 with a giant cotton swab that they've dipped in whatever they dip it in now to make sure you get a positive test result. They're going to cram that clear up in your brain twice or three times a week, okay? And then you'll start testing positive. And then, you'll have to be quarantined. They'll then take you and quarantine you in some little cage out in Maryland or southern Pennsylvania somewhere, you know? Maybe they can tie you to a tree in the Gettysburg battlefield, you know? And if you got the Nuremberg laws, the Nuremberg rules, and all of that, the Nuremberg Accord, they're violating all that crap right now. So like when the guy said last night, I sort of quoted him. So when the death bands roll up, I'm going to do my best because I know what to do. And then I've heard from some old mountain people in the Colorado Mountains, you know. And they was talking about all kind of stuff that's getting ready to go down in the state. And in the military, all right? And if you've got some time left, you put your papers in now. if you've got enough time in to get something good, you better get a bird in the hand that's worth 15 in the bush, let me tell you. And then there's some people I know that can't get out. Once you're in, you're always in, you know. And they can be old and long of tooth, but they still send them, all right? They still send them. Time, your time to go. Better go. Here you go. Go there. Go here. But I'm going to tell you what. For all of those people and all of the government, quote-unquote, contractors, it's time to go see your banker in the Caymans or in the Shetland Islands, okay, or the Guernseys. It's time to go see your banker. It's time to go to Liechtenstein for the summer, you know, and go see your Anstalt lawyer, banker, right? It's time to get that stuff out, get it into silver, gold, the flawless diamonds, you know, whatever it might be, rubies. Rubies and emeralds probably be better, but anyway. Or cash, right? And you need to take that, and you need to get your family and get them somewhere where you feel comfortable with them. And then skip the stuff. Because when it's going to end up, let's say the Gilday's got all the stuff teed up. Say, here we are, hit us with the hypersonic, here we are. See, he's thinking about missiles that take a while to get there that they might be able to get underway. Or he's thinking about they're going to have an intelligence breakthrough and then to get they broke the purple code and we're going to know when they're coming, you know? Gilday, the hypersonics come within 5 minutes. Within 5 minutes, Gilday. You're going to lose the two carriers with all your wing on her, you know? And don't send them up in the Persian Gulf either. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air and I'll tell you, anything is most needed and welcome. And I tell you, you can always contact me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. But if you can, if you want to send me anything or send me a card or a letter or whatever, if you can put a silver quarter in, a silver dime, silver dollar, a bit of gold, a bit of platinum, a check, make the check out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes, silver quarter, silver half dollar, silver dollar, easy. That's the easiest. Check, also good. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he protect you and your family against all evil. May he provide you medical miracles as needed and give you a superabundance of what you're going to need and want in the times coming here so that you can survive and hopefully can see the glory of him returning with his archangels and taking these tares and rooting them up out of the ground and throwing them into the fiery furnace, and there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. The enemies of Lord Jesus and his followers and people will be sent to the fiery furnace. That's you, Lucifer. That's you, fallen angels. That's you, all of the EIEIOs and the big shots in the banking in London and Zurich and Paris and Vienna and Rome, Riyadh and New York City. All right? And then all of your toadies underneath you in the federal government and all of those people, including the Red China Joe, who took $1.45 billion through his son, the Hunter. It's all so much bogus crap. And then the counts in Maricopa are starting to come out and understand you that they're going to be coming out and it's going to be proof that they stole the election there. They've got proof down in Atlanta. They got proof other places. But it ain't going to make a difference because they're going to use the A-10 warthogs on you. That's why the Senate wants to keep them. Other than that, there are some senators who got some factories that make, you know, that would produce those and put parts and ammo up into them. But the fact of the matter is, I would be building TR-3Bs or the new one. Did you see the new one? That's bigger. It's got the energy collector down below that looks weird. It looks like a jagged edge and a different color, and it's energy. And that son of a gun can fire some fire bolts. But the question is, who controls it? Is it the MMV? Probably not on that one. In other words, is it the Magi or is it the Black Magicians? Okay. Oh, boy, boy. Let's see what this has to say. Somebody just sent me something here about Nuremberg. Nuremberg 2.0, Biden's corrupt DOJ just declared experimental vaccine mandates legal. Oh, you know, I'll bet you that bullshit Bull Durham must have looked into that and found a thing on that, you know. Bull Durham, I bet he is really working hard, don't you? Pieces of crap, I tell you. This is now a lawless nation. It's a lawless nation. And those, the FBI and the DOJ and the EIEIOs and the CIA and the EIEIO, this and that and the other, I'm going to tell you something. Do not mess and do not play games. You think you're bad? You ain't going to beat Archangel Michael and Gabriel and the Lord Jesus when he comes down. And when they come down, they're going to grab your chair. Oh, can you hear it now? Na, 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 na. It's like that old Marcus Wolf East German siren. Na, 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 na. Do you see the career dissipation light pop up in the back of your brain, in your retina? Do you see it there? Federales, do you see it? Traitorous top military scumbags and spooky dookies. You're going to come against Lord Jesus and his people. You're the ones who are going to lose. You're going to get sent to the fiery furnace. And when you get there, you're going to burn in that plasma fire forever. Forever. So all you people, repent if you can now. Turn away from this evil in the military and the government and all of that stuff. And in all your police force or your FBI or your DHS or your EIEIO, your CIA, the DEIA, the NRO, or this one, that one, or the no such agency. Turn and reaffirm your relationship with Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. And maybe he'll keep you in the internal area. You'll still get paid. But then at the right time, you can deliver a win for Lord Jesus and his archangels and all of the people of this planet that are with him. And it's no longer a majority, let me tell you, is very few. Many are called, but few are actually chosen, you see. So you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Stand for your property. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your stuff right now that you got. Kabow! Kabow! Lightning bolts and what have you. And take out the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Bandango Rangers on me. Okay. Still. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move out to the River Pirate. Put that. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and provide yourself with food, water purification, and pick a pair of socks. Go to the store and get you a pistol belt and load bearing equipment. Good night.